JB4 CBA Mobile.
Well, I just sent you a video, and I sent it to Phil, because you two are the best musicians I know. And this, the daughter was with us in Biloxi last week, down in Gulfport. And after we left, her and my son-in-law went back over to New Orleans. And she was tipping this nice gentleman, street musician, along the curb. And he handed her his flute. And I just sent you the results of that.
Well, next time I stop, I'll look at it. Which may be a long time from now. Well, I say a long time. I might, things are going well, I might stop at the pie shop on the way up and get me a piece of pie. I've been looking forward to that.
You know how hard it is to do improvisation. And that old boy was shocked. Could you get me a glass of water, Mom, please? I'll get it there in a minute. Anyways, don't let that mess up. Just keep going. She's making some tapioca today. I got to get a glass of water here. But it's only a minute and 24 seconds, I think. But like I said, you know how hard it is to improvise just out of the blue.
Pick up an instrument and start playing. Yep. I tell you, I've really neglected mine the last few weeks. I haven't played any of them. That's terrible, isn't it? But I haven't done much singing either, so I'm just a bad musician.
Took me over to the National World War II Museum in New Orleans, which is one of the biggest in the United States. I got a picture of me and Franklin Roosevelt in front of it, but I don't know if I sent it to you. I know I sent it to Phil. But Phil's a fine musician also, like you, Dave. And, just a proud dad. I didn't know that she could do improvisation that much, because I remember her practicing it years ago. But as to doing it, well, now she can add jazz to her resume in New Orleans.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Tom, did you hear something on there? I'm not sure what that was. Oh, it was Rusty. Good afternoon, Rusty, and go ahead and pick it up there, KB4 CPA.
You have to be careful who you talk to on the radio. People might start talking about you when they hear you talking to that. Oh, hello, Dave. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, on here, it's just a matter of who gets to jab who first. We're all just as bad, I think. Shoot. Well, I could send that to Rusty. He's a fine musician, too, so I'll send that to Rusty. I was telling Dave the daughter was walking down the street in New Orleans, and she tipped this gentleman on the street. There was a trumpet player and him, and they were playing jazz in downtown New Orleans. And after he tipped him, he just handed her the flute. That was a mistake, because she started doing improvisation and playing with the trumpet player. And, boy, she got a big hand afterwards.
Give me that, but you did send me the picture of you sitting on the park bench with what's-his-face, and also the big guitar. And go ahead, Dave.
Well, I'm on Rutherford Road, and I'm getting into a real kind of sketchy area for the repeater, so y'all carry on, and I might jump back in there when things get a little better. Anyway, go ahead and pick it up, Tom.
You sure got a fine signal yet, Dave. Yeah, I see the mailman just went rusty, and according to my app, we ain't got squat anyways, but I guess I'll go out there and get it before it starts to rain too hard.
I've got mail coming today, and I think Dave said he was kind of sketchy. I don't know what that means, but, you know, we'll have to figure that out when we get back to him. Anyway, had to go out and buy me some new shelving. I got a bunch of stuff that I need another place to store it. And I'm trying to clean up stuff I've got around. And I got me some nice metal shelving that I can put in my spare room, which I can put some stuff on that will look good on the shelving and be able to be stored someplace and out of the way and in good condition. So stuff that I would normally put in cabinets, but now I gotta go home and reload put all the dishes and everything back in the cabinets, put the stuff back underneath the cabinet that was the counter, so, and get all of that up on my phone, on my thing. So anyway, I'm gonna run down here and hit the Publix and maybe even get me some wings to have for lunch when I go back to the house. But anyway, that's where I'm headed now. Dave, if you're there, go ahead and make a try.
I'm coming up to Rutherford and 291, and this is usually kind of a noisy spot. But maybe I'm hitting the repeater. I just went down in that hole there, and I completely lost the repeater there for, I don't know, 20 seconds or so.
I think the repeater's got a little bit of problem, especially in the wind. Lately, it's been pretty bad. But, you know, I'm not the specialist on that, so what I think does not count. And it's not technical at all. It's just a guess, like everybody else. But I don't know the answer to that, what you do. But at any rate, it still works pretty good, so I'm not going to complain.
Going through the, scrolling through those pictures you sent me, Tom, while you were talking here, waiting at a traffic light to get through. And all. But yeah, Dave, you're getting in just fine, not a problem, and all. But there has been a lot of noise on here lately. I noticed it the other day. I was trying to talk with somebody, and the noise was just getting so unbearable. Neither one of us could hear the other, and we were both sitting in clear, open areas, so we couldn't figure out what it was and anything else. We just figured it was just band conditions. Sometimes, you know, the conditions of the band, the radios, the repeaters, whatever, the whole nine yards. So, and I've got all these people who are breaking, taking and making all kinds of extra turns so they don't have to wait for the traffic light so they can go around the corner. And I'm keeping a close eye on all these folks because I don't want to get hit by one of them. Go ahead, Dave. WU2 T-Mobile.
I've been there and done that. I don't want to get hit again either. Oh, me. I tell you. My, I guess it's been, I don't know, six weeks ago, my wife got hit. A guy broadsided her, and he was going about 50 miles an hour, and he already hit a pickup truck, and then he hit my wife, and he was sliding sideways and hit her in the side, and it was a mess. It totaled her Highlander, and so anyway, just went out and bought her a new one, but and this guy was, he left the scene, so, you know, he was inebriated or impaired in some way, shape, or form, because, you know, you generally, you don't drive sideways.
I think quite a few of them around here do that. I'm telling you, we got the worst drivers around here in the country. I've never seen so many people think they are NASCAR drivers, and they are not. And they do some really stupid, extra dumb things. And you can't say nothing, they'll shoot you. So there you go. Seems like every day on the news, there's at least one, two, or three shootings. That's how you solve problems nowadays, Dave. I don't get it. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, why traffic is backed up at this intersection? Let's see. There's a police car sitting here. There's a fire truck sitting here. There's a car that's down off the road and into the side of a building sitting down in the yard. Another car sitting over here that had been, looks like it, the fender got taken off of it. And another fire truck and all kinds of people. And everybody's having to get down into one lane. And I had somebody with a pickup truck that was in the lane next to me. And he started coming over and he looked in his mirror and he found out there was a car next to him. So he pulled back over into the lane he was in and stopped. So he had to wait until it was his turn to get into the line. Oh, but yeah, Tom, there are too many things that people feel that they can only settle it with a gun. And, you know, that is, I don't believe that. That's not a settling thing. That's a vengeance thing is all I can see. Stupidity. And it is what they do, and there's nothing we can do about some of those folks, because if you tell them they can't buy a gun, tell them they can't, they're, because they've got some felon they can't buy a gun, they'll find a way to get one anyway. W2T, go ahead, Tom. I mean, Dave.
KB4, CBA Mobile. Yeah, I mean, you know, you just got to know when to use it. And you better, if you pull one out, you better be ready to use it. That's the whole thing. And, you know, there's only certain reasons you would want to pull one out, and that's generally the, you know, if you fear that your life is in danger or the life of one of your family members. And, So, you know, in mortal danger. I'd think twice about, you know, pulling a weapon like that, because it's just, like I said, you better be ready to use it.
Absolutely 1,000% correct, Dave. You don't do that. That's an offense in itself. Brandishing a weapon, but you've been trained, you know how. I've only had to do that once or twice in my life, and I was at a teacher's education music festival for the state in Wichita at the Century 2, the biggest theater there, and I was leaving. I was in a suit, and I was leaving in a pretty much empty parking lot. I stayed for the last concert, and it was like 11 o'clock, and security had just left, and I started to pull out of a parking place. Well, I always, if I'm going to back up to the left, I give a left turn signal. And there was two lanes, and this idiot comes screaming across there, whirled around the other side of me, blocked the exit, and got out of the car and comes screaming at me with a pipe or a ball bat in his hand. And, obviously, I think he was on drugs. There wasn't much of his car left, but he was backlighted. The street light was behind him, thankfully, but I couldn't, of course, see his face. But I think there was another occupant in the old Nissan, and as he got closer, I had not been to my brother-in-law's yet. In Wichita, they have an ordinance. You can't carry a gun in the city. And but out on the highway, it was 165 miles, I did. And I hadn't yet put it in the closet. I just dropped Bernice off at the house of her sisters, and I went on down to concert. And So I laid it on the dashboard, and he kept coming at it. I just reached over and picked it up. I didn't point it at him. And I said, "Hey, fella, what's the problem?" And he started cussing me, of course. And I said, "Well, you know, you pulled out in front of me and blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Well, I apologize. I didn't aim to, but I gave a turn signal. And there was two lanes, and that made him madder. He started coming towards me with that ball bat. And I picked the pistol up, and I said, "You know, I don't want to go downtown and fill out a bunch of papers on you tonight. But I said, one more step may be your last step, fella, or will be your last step." He kind of sobered up then, Dave. And he decided that was not in his business. He went on, got his car, and pulled out of the way where I could get out. But he followed me all the way back almost to my brother-in-law's house. My brother-in-law was just getting dressed and had a pistol on his side. And he says, "Is he out there now, Tom?" I said, "George, you're not going to shoot him." He said, "Well, yeah, if he comes at me." But I never did see him again. I guess he decided to go on. But that really scared me. It really did.
Realized that being somewhere else was more to his healthy condition than hanging around you or your brother-in-law. And sometimes that's what it takes. Anyway, I have reached my destination, and I'm going to go inside into Publix here and see if I can find what I want in here. So I will talk to both of you later, and y'all be careful out there on the road, and we'll catch you after a while. KB4CBA to take it. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. 73s, guys.
73s, Rusty. Have a good day, and good to talk to you. W2TKB4CBA. Go ahead, Tom.
73's Rusty. Yeah, Dave, when I told him, I said, "I don't want to have to go downtown," and he was no more than 10, 15 feet out away from me. And I warned him, "Don't touch the car or me." But I said, "I don't want to have to go downtown and fill out a bunch of papers on you tonight." And he said, "You cops can do anything." I did not identify myself as a police officer. He just assumed that when I said I had to go downtown and fill out a bunch of papers on him, so you might use that someday. But it scared me, and I had that pistol in a holster in the side pocket, and I fumbled it because it had a spur on the hammer that caught. But I eventually got it up there just a few feet before he got to my car. I didn't do anything wrong, Dave, and that's what I'm saying. You don't have to. Some guy shot a woman the other day just for nothing in road rage. Well, did you see that big accident on I-26 this weekend where that car hauler went across those cables out in the center and hit another car head-on and killed five people?
I didn't, but that's exciting because I'm going to have to get on 26. And go through all that construction. I'll be going eastbound, toward 40. Is that east? Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. West, I see that. I guess that would be westbound, wouldn't it? Yeah. And toward 40, and then I'll get on 40 westbound, and going up to Maggie Valley.
That way, and then go to 19, don't we, Bernice, or something?
We have.
We went through there one time, but usually we stay over there and connect up with, I think it's 414 or 441, something like that, Dave. That way we avoid going over the mountain.
You can go through Clyde and all that, and I've done that. I just don't like all the traffic lights and two-lane traffic, and it's really not that bad in the construction zone, generally speaking. I mean, you might have to slow down a little bit, but it generally keeps moving, and it's crowded here on 25, and that's not a good sign, because usually when it's crowded on 25, it's even more crowded on 26.
Don't you? Bernice, as we go, what, 40? Yeah. 74 and then 414. And so we don't go through Clyde or anything like that, and we can go all the way up to Cherokee on the highway and never have to go through those cities. And that's the way I like it. But that is a beautiful drive up there around Maggie Valley. I went up through there once in January, and it had just snowed, but the highways were clear, thank God. When older daughter loaned us her car one time when we visited from Kansas, and I drove a Camry up through there. But I could see that it would be very bad if it was bad weather, Dave. But that's God's country. We love it up there. It's beautiful. And I was at the bank a while ago, and the lady said they were going to that casino north of there. What is it called, Bernice? Two Rivers, I think. And I've never been there, and I never will be there. I'm not going to go ahead and drive on over those mountains for a smaller casino. And we only go up there once, maybe twice in a year. But it's sure a lot better than the ones down there in Gulfport, I can tell you that. It's not worth your time to go down there. But either way, I'm not the gambler. She didn't lose anything, so I'm not complaining. Well, Dave, I'll let you go. You have a great trip, and most of all, a safe trip, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR. I'll be clear, it's your final day. And look at that video.
Chance I get, I sure will. Well, I'm just moving on up 25 here, northbound, and got through Travers Rest and still got a ways to go before I get to 26. But anyway, well, you have a good one, and try to stay dry, and good to talk to you. And I guess we'll talk to you. It'll either be Wednesday or Thursday, just depends. Probably Thursday sometime. But anyway, you have a good one and enjoyed it. 73 is in 0TR, KB4CBA Mobile.
And I might add, Dave, thank God for South Carolina. I'm very happy to be at home and very satisfied to be at home, and thank the good Lord for that. And riding on them airplanes is like riding in a cattle car. It's just not pleasurable anymore. 73's Dave, KB4CBA and 0TR's clear.